Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Affordable housing issues may be contributing to increasing homelessness in Gillette. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. The Council of Community Services has reported an increase in the number of people needing to stay in the local homeless shelter. The Gillette News Record reported at the end of August and the beginning of September, the Council of Community Services said they had a waiting list for the way station. It was the first time in the agency's history that it had to turn people away. The organization had asked the Gillette Police Department and Campbell County Health to call ahead before dropping people off at the shelter. While there currently isn't a waiting list as of October, the homelessness numbers through the first three quarters of 2023 have already surpassed all of last year. So far this year, the way station has served 271 people compared to 259 in 2022. Executive Director of the Council of Community Services, Michael Scott, said sometimes people think negatively about the homeless population, but most who stay at the way station are from around the area and don't want to be homeless. The shelter has had 26 families with children this year, up from 14 in 2022, and 30 people ages 18 to 24, up from 21 last year. There's been 43 people that are characterized as chronically homeless. 87 people who stayed at the shelter this year are experiencing homelessness for the first time in their lives. The council has started having monthly meetings with other community organizations to discuss solutions for homelessness. Each month, we'll focus on a particular topic. The next meeting, which is on October 26th at the library, will focus on support services for veteran families. Fire Department announces end of season's fire restrictions. The Campbell County Fire Department Fire Chief Jeff Bender issued a press release ending the fire restrictions in Campbell County as of midnight on Monday. Bender said the conditions which made the fire restrictions necessary have improved and the fire danger is less severe, so he deemed it safe to bring the restrictions to an end. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.